Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990.
Test, test, test. I think
hello.
So. Hello.
Tit. Clunch.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we peruse 1990s Australiana pornography. My name's Jake Smith.
Sorry. It was incredibly engaging. No, I was really there. It was like watching Shawshank for the 100th time, and I start going like, some birds ain't meant to be caged. Like, I've seen it so many times. Sorry, keep going.
I can't remember where I'm up to now.
I'm Jake Smith,
and I'm joined
by my little mate from a few grades below.
It's bloody Peter James.
James, so fun to be involved.
I'm very well. I've brought another little friend.
Hello.
Into the shed. Yeah. Hello, what grade are you in?
Oh, who's to say?
That's concerning.
1 and 12.
Oh.
Smart and dumb.
That is Emma Holland, by the way. Hello, welcome to the podcast. You do have the vibe of you're in grade 12 and grade 1.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Do you know what I mean? Like the aesthetic of grade 1. But
excuse you, I got titties.
No, but the body of a grade 12.
Do you know, thanks. There you go.
You're forever.
Oh, I love this that's happening.
Forever youthful.
But the body.
Hang on, you dress like mum bought the clothes for you.
No, please tell me more about my body.
Can I repeat what you said? Fuck. I'd love to repeat word for word. And I want this to be taken out of context. I want you to say that Emma Holland has the body of a grade 12. That's what you said. That's what you said out loud. In your comedy club, Good Chat Comedy Club, on Caxton Street, Brisbane.
I've been on a minute 30 and you've already accused me of some heinous shit.
That is fucking...
How much am I sweating right now?
Awesome. Real cherry tomato for a head.
Oh, you've gone red.
I mean, an adult woman. You're an adult woman. Fuck!
So you're objectifying me.
Oh. Well, it's great to be
here. What did you expect having me on? I don't know what you thought would happen.
I didn't want to... It's so early to get caught up in a knot.
All right. Now show me the pornography you've brought.
What do you think? I think Jake has the body of... like what?
A sand pit.
Of a what?
A sand pit.
What?
It's just the first thing that popped into my brain.
You've got a sandcastle.
Sorry,
for
I've
belly
been
button.
I've been at school all day. It's all I can think of.
Now it's okay to make comparisons.
This is absolutely.
As long as you do it. I'm sorry.
My favourite start to the show ever.
Oh, wowee. Hey, so thanks, Emma, for your time to make me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I thought we'd be making you feel uncomfortable today, but.
Nah, mate, I'm an alpha.
This magazine, I'll give you the cliff notes of how I came across it. I was cleaning out a dead man's house. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, my God.
And I found a lot of pornography that was going to be headed to the dump. And I rescued one or two off the top of the dump pile.
Rescued. A hero.
Like he's at fucking Yaps.
He got in that Westpac helicopter. He put the rail thing down.
Yeah. Whenever I meet someone, they go, you know, we got a rescue. I go, me too. So it's the Picture Magazine. Do you know what the Picture Magazine is?
I've heard it's like Australiana smut. Is that the vibe?
Yeah, kind of. It's you could sell it to 15-year-olds. As in, it's like an M15 porn. Great. It's very soft core. So there's breasts,
chuzzies,
but no a vagina.
I prefer to call them mummy
milkers.
There's
been a bit of muddage.
There's been a bit of muddage, but no, like
you're telling me there's clunge here. Open her up.
The magazine or the...
Oh, either.
But it is explicitly closed clunge.
Okay.
But it's all Jesus Christ.
CC, if you will.
There's no.
Closed captions.
Yeah.
But it's also like, as we were saying before the mic started recording, it's ridiculous in the sense that half of this is with the intent to create horniness, mm-hmm. but the other half is like Mad Magazine style, insane, not related to sex in any way.
Yeah, awesome. I love that.
And it's constantly flicking back and forth, ping-ponging between states of being.
Great.
Now, I'm not entirely sure which magazine article you want to go with today.
Well, I'd like to show Emma just the realm of how fucked this magazine is, okay? What do you think about this? Well, we've discussed this in pretty much the opening of every episode for the last couple of weeks.
I'll let you know, we will never touch this article. But it's fun to show people. What's the title of that?
Oh my God. The title is Naked with Children.
Isn't that fun?
Isn't that wonderful? And it's just a naked, assumed mother, the mother of that mother, and then the child.
I mean, it looks very liberating, if anything. It's like,
it's obviously not pornographic.
Yeah, it's like a nudist, like family vibe.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's Woodstock.
And I reckon, nothing's ever gone wrong there.
No. And Burning Man rules, and so do all those other festivals where kids are allowed.
All above board.
They're so good and positive.
So, I like, that's the realm that we're in. That's how fucked.
Let's flick the page over while we speak.
Oh, there's another kid.
You got it, mate. You've already gotten off to a rough start today. You've got to put it away.
And it's all full of puns. This one's called Smooth Operators. Smooth is another word for a vagina.
Is there like a read-along PDF that you put along with this podcast?
We're thinking about doing it. I think if a Patreon, maybe. Mm. Hey, if you're listening, you'd like to see scans of this for...
Naked with Children, speaking of PDF files.
Very good.
Wow,
that's very good.
Now, all right, I'll just head out. You guys do the rest of it, eh?
Now,
don't leave me alone with him.
Yeah, I was going to say, please, no. I'm still thinking about it.
Are you?
Now, okay, so this one, what we're going to be doing this week is an article called Homegirls. Now, we've got two regular, well, there's a lot of recurring segments, but in particular, mm-hmm. there's Homeblokes and Homegirls, okay? Now, the Picture magazine encourages readers to submit pictures of themselves, whether male or female. Yep. Right, now... We have here, I'm going to give you an example of Homeblokes, just for a bit of a palate cleanser of what we're normally dealing with. Where is Homeblokes, Peter?
I think you're getting closer. That's a crossword. See what I mean?
For listeners at home, the pages are stuck together, so we can't quite like pull them apart.
But so Jake's so autistic, it's just the puzzles that are stuck together.
check out the body on Seven Down. All right, so this is like what we're dealing with. This is
great. So these are photos these men have submitted of themselves.
Yeah, that was the final one that he sent. Like that one, you can't even see the dick.
That's beautiful.
And what are they? If you win, it's like it's ridiculously cheap. It's like $50 or something.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's like a competition.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you get
and if
get
you
money.
Get selected, it's like it's so
it's like
cheap.
Bragging rights.
That's awesome. And do they have like little descriptions with them, like biographies?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So we're going to be doing the Sheila version of that.
Yeah, today. Wonderful.
All right. Oh, I'm so happy. I love this one. Okay.
The Sheila version.
Yeah.
Call us broads. Show some respect.
Sheila's not disrespectful. I'm just thinking. Sheila is the opposite of bloke. That's the, you have bloke and then Sheila. So here we go. Homegirls. Now, how did we do it last time? We let Meg do it last time, so Emma, we'll probably get you to describe.
Wasn't it Beck?
It was someone. Or maybe it was Beck.
It was all Charlotte, women are the I same think. To you people.
So we're going to get you to describe them as we go through. And then we'll
I enjoyed
turns.
How we did it last time, so we did it like a little pageant.
Okay, great.
So I think just to put you in the mindset of the character, just to, you know, directorial feedback before we get stuck in, I think we're going to do the overlaying of pageantry music. Mm-hmm. And then you're kind of announcing the girls
to
the catwalk in my head.
Great.
What do you think?
I can do that. So I'm like describing what I'm seeing or am I reading the description of them?
I think for each one, we're going to get... we'll read out the bio first. We'll take and turns reading out the bio. And then Emma, for each one, we'll begin to describe the person. Because that is fair because it's not right for men to comment on women's bodies. But I'd love if you did.
Oh, okay, great. Good to set that precedent now.
I've learnt that 7 minutes later. Now, I'm going to think about that forever until I die. Absolutely forever. I need you. Everyone,
and I won't forget it. And I will bring it up often.
We're going to like talk about it afterwards. Okay, so here we have Homegirls. The first one, bit of pageantry music cut in here.
And now.
Now here we have Sharon from Newcastle in New South Wales. And she says, I'm a 40-year-old mother of three. I love music, most types, and being outdoors. My hubby will probably disown me after this. He buys your magazine every week, but I've sent my pick in because I could do with the cash.
Yeah, great.
Anytime anyone says I like most music, they're just saying I'm not a huge fan of hip hop.
Yeah, no, it means they like everything but metal and country.
Yes.
But she says, I like music. Then, comma, most types, comma, and being outdoors. So maybe it's I like music, most types of something, and then being outdoors. Not necessarily most types of music.
Oh, just most types in general.
Most types.
Good for her.
fan of a font. Now let's.
And who am I describing? Which one? Oh, okay. What was her name? Sharon. All right.
I think you could tell that from just looking at her.
Sharon is a. She's quite long. God,
fuck,
where do you start?
Long, Sharon.
Jesus Sharon's Christ, a long Sharon. Lass.
You get longer by the day.
Right on.
She's. Can I go off on a side tangent real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
This has nothing to do with what we're doing. Okay. Did you ever?
It's about short sheilas.
Yeah, wait till you hear about this. Did you ever read The Twits growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember that prank that the Twits play on each other? It's a Roald Dahl book. The prank that the Twits play on each other, where they like. Glue a piece of a walking stick onto the walking stick every day to make them think they're shorter.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, but the way I remembered that was every day they put a nickel inside of the walking stick to make it heavier and heavier. And then I was trying to pitch like a joke to my partner where I was like, okay, what if I like filled my granddad's, you know, things with walking stick with nickels and then he'll think that he's safe, but then I'll beat him to death with it. And it, he didn't understand what I was talking about. Mm. And let's get back to Sheila, shall we?
What just happened?
I don't know. I just kept thinking about, like, I thought the walking stick was full of nickels.
I think they glued onto the bottom in the Twits. They didn't fill, you can't fill a walking stick.
Well, I know that now. Wood. You can cut that out. So
that's the only bit I'll be cutting out this episode.
All right. Sharon is leaning on some kind of banister or chair. It's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
It has been this photo has been taken with a flash. I'm assuming an older camera, though, because the highlights are quite low. You got to remember I'm a photographer as well.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. So I will be analyzing the composition. She's in quite like a... The way she's standing with like the lean, she's almost in like an S or a C shape, which is actually quite
Fibonacci
pleasing.
Fibonacci spiral.
Exactly. Quite pleasing for the eye to follow.
Look at that. Hey? Clever little bloke.
She's topless. She has quite a strong tan line. It looks like she wears a lot of boat-necked shirts, if there's any Uniqlo fans at home. She's got bangles on both wrists.
Oh, nice.
Could be handcuffs with the chain gone, but... she is wearing pants. Would you call that pants or like pajamas or underwear?
That looks like a satin.
Like a satin short.
Yeah, like a negligee for
a
the
satin,
bum.
Yes. So shorts.
I get, you know, just to take the heat off your unrelated tangent, I've got one as well.
Great.
So I worked in a haunted house for a couple of years in a row, right? And the
did you get any porno? That's how I got mine.
But the set was like very thrown together and they would just like spray paint like scary words on tarps and stuff, the thing. And someone went to write Satan and they wrote Satin. So you'd be in this like haunted maze and just like a fabric has just been written on the wall of Satin. Just a big red.
No one's got an open flame. Ooh, go right up.
Scary.
So there we go.
Do you mean Satin the planet?
No, S-A-T-I-N.
Oh, Satin. Great stuff.
Thanks. Pretty funny.
She is wearing... yeah, so satin she's wearing satin shorts. They're quite like a little hint of a ruffle. And they're quite like a pale pink color, pastel. Doesn't do much for her skin tone, but you know, I don't think that's what she's going for in this photo.
I don't think she does much for her skin tone.
Say,
look
at
the face. That's I don't want to be cruel here, but I'm about to be. That's a rough couple of years on the needle, I reckon.
What do you mean, insulin?
No, I mean heroin.
Oh, okay. We are different people. She, yeah, I think this is a really beautiful photo of her. She was clearly quite confident in it, which I really respect. Again, strong tan line. I think she does really like the outdoors. She didn't lie about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect women who are open and honest. So fantastic. I've got nothing but respect for Sharon.
There is a certain like truckerness.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like she's done like hard labor.
Blue collar.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely blue collar. Yeah.
A lot of full meals from the servo.
Yeah, yeah, but she's got
But like, still
knows her way around a servo hot box.
She knows how to pose her body, and I really like that about her. She knows her angles.
Mm, yeah. Very good. All right, let's move on, Peter. You want to read out number two?
I'd love to. The music starts
now.
Breathy Virginia.
It's pronounced vagina. Sorry, I saw the name. I was just waiting to hit that.
I love the roar out on the music there. But it comes back in now. Breathy Virginia is an is an entrepreneur who, among other things, runs her own public relations consultancy and makes fantasy phone calls. She's 25 and single with no kids. Thank you very much.
Is that what it says?
Thank you very much. And was having some fun with the boyfriend when these shots were taken. Why did you send them to us? I thought you might like them.
Great.
What do you do? Fence competitively and swim.
Wait, how much? She means like assembling fences. She's very quick. Very good.
So why she sent them to us? I thought you might like them. And then they say, what do you do? Fence competitively and swim.
And make dirty phone calls and do her own freelance PR thing. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she's all over the place, mate. She's
concentrating on one.
No.
She has a lot on. Oh, women can't multitask now.
Oh, I will not be lectured on
misogyny by this lady. By this broad.
Oh, I've just seen her.
I haven't seen her yet.
And I'll tell you what, she definitely does all of the things she says she does. Number two.
Number two. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Like a cross between Danny Zuko and Sandy.
Are there's two photos. Are these both her? We got a front and a back shot.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. She's got like that, those pencil curls from the 80s. She's wearing sunglasses like she's in that, what's that Tom Cruise movie?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Yep, that's the one. She slides in on the socks. Ferris Bueller's Big Day In.
No, is it Big? Big, something like that?
Big.
Big.
That's
big.
That's the movie where Tom Hanks plays a child. What's it called?
I can't think.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Do you have your working with children's check, sir? Okay.
Absolutely not.
So she's wearing Ray-Bans. She's got like, okay, I love this. She's smiling, but it's kind of like a Mona Lisa vibe. Like, is she smiling or is she screaming? I can't tell.
It's very gritted teeth.
It's, yeah, real it's gritted teeth. It's quite a close-up. It's from, like, bottom of the knockers up. And she's holding, I don't know what that is in between her breasts. Like, I'm going to assume it's a very thin corn cob.
I think that might be a marital aid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Some kind of, like, a toy. A priest. And she
therapist.
Also has...
She's got a marriage counsellor between her tits.
She also, across her...
How does this make you feel?
Across her mummy milkers, she has what I assume to be bath foam. But again, first looking at this, it looks like shaving cream.
Yeah.
So what I saw is a woman in sunglasses holding up a piece of corn with shaving cream covering her breasts.
Honestly, this magazine, that would be probably, yeah, completely normal.
What a thrill to have
finally my very specific fantasy fulfilled in this magazine. God, I've been waiting for a thin corn on the cob shaving cream combination.
You know what's funny? The sunnies in the nude. Like, the sunnies is such a funny thing to do.
Because it's like the one thing you're wearing?
Yeah. It's like being nude with socks on, but it's so weird to be like, oh, check out my sexy pose. And like, you know, there's so much emotion in the eyes that you can kind of give the bedroom eyes the sexy, the smoldering.
She's
just going, hey.
What do you think is the most, holiday. If you had like, say you're nude, you had one accessory / item of clothing. What do you think is the accessory / item of clothing that would make you feel most uncomfortable? Because I always think the naked with shoes, like when you're camping and you have to have thongs on in the shower. You ever done that?
Yeah, but like a pair of, like runners.
But like, naked with shoes is the worst way to be naked, I think.
But I think it's because you've had to do it in the shower that's weird. But I think that if you're naked with like a pair of like what Reeboks on, nothing else, fuck that.
Work boots.
Red packs.
Cowboy boots.
Pair of Bloodstones on. Mine's naked with an IV drip in. Makes me very uncomfortable. This back shot of Virginia is very nice. She's wearing something in this. I think it's like some kind of like G-string, like one piece maybe. But you can really see the lighting and her curls, which I like. Again, flash has been used. So like the front is quite prominently lit.
Yeah.
The back, not so much. She's got cheeks out. She looks beautiful. I think these are great photos of her. Again, all I can commend her on is her confidence. And I just I really need to know if that's corn. That's where I've landed.
Let's
on
have
this
a
one.
Proper little investigation here.
When's this from? The 80s or the 90s?
1993.
Oh, okay.
Because when I first saw it, I thought it was like a candle. But it's definitely not a candle.
It could be like a banana, maybe. In the wind.
Like a candle between my tits. but yeah, I just think it must be some sort of dildo of some sort. I would imagine.
You've seen the dildos from the 90s? They're very primitive and weird.
No, I was a child. What do they look like?
Like bad. Like before, you remember when silicone came in? Like the Livestrong band, the little wristband. Remember that? From then, that's when silicon, I reckon, was invented. And then they're like, you know what? Let's make everything out of silicon.
Now, whenever you see some of those bands, you're like, give them a little nod.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother.
But pre that, all the sex toys were just like latex and rubber coated ones. They're fucked.
Oh, yucky.
They're real weird. You know, now you feel a sex toy and you're like, I know that exact.
It's a premium product.
Cushion. Yeah. This is no good. Yeah. Like popping watch batteries in the back of the guns. You know what I mean? Like. You know what I mean? Bad.
Yeah, not good.
USB charger on these things. Anyway, so let's have a look here. Oh, do you want to read this one out? Yes,
yeah,
number three.
All right,
pageantry music starts now.
Please welcome from Dandenong, North Victoria, it's Kelly. Ice skating, roller skating, and nightclubbing are 22-year-old Kelly's greatest pleasures. And when she's on the town, she drinks everything. A single mum of two, Kel does casual factory work and modelling.
Well, she doesn't drink everything. at least twice.
So she does casual factory work and modelling. And she sent us her pics just to see how I go.
Coy, modest.
And this is this is my favourite so far.
Oh, she's... I reckon she's had a drink before this, and I think it's of kerosene.
She is. Can I just flip it around? She looks like a fucking corpse. She looks like she's died.
I just want to be clear. She looks like, neck down, fantastic. She looks really good.
Yeah.
I don't know why she's chosen a photo taken in between the photos she was trying to take.
Well, I've actually met Kelly before. She was an animatronic in that haunted house.
I'm not going to lie. She looks like she's had about 40 standard drinks and has been then hit in the head.
So she's got her eyes closed and her mouth slightly ajar. And she has a mullet, which I honestly think looks sick. I really like it. But it's just the fact that her eyes are like half shut and it does look like it was accidentally taken. Below that, she is wearing some kind of corseted top that's just slipped down below her nipples. So you can see them.
But it also
quite
looks
prominent.
Like a mistake.
It does look like an error, yes. I was going to let her have that one.
This was supposed to be a passport photo.
Explains the white background, yeah. And she is also wearing something on bottom, but we can't see too much of that. Again, I would commend her on her confidence, but it looks like this was an accidental photo that she took while trying to take the good one.
Look at, she's got like Bowie head. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you, that's
it does look
that's
like
Bowie.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was like, there's someone that this looks like to
you
me.
You know what I mean?
It's bang on.
Yeah.
I love that. I want to see the photos that weren't accepted for this month. If this is what made it in.
Yeah, literally dead Sheilas. Yeah, well, get the one that's asleep or something.
I really like it. I think she looks beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to read number four here.
How many we have? Six?
Yes, but then we've got the final homie of the week.
Oh, I forgot about this one. This, so these are all the runners up essentially because there's one supreme.
And does she get her own page?
Oh yeah.
Oh great. Okay, cool.
and I think they actually pay to shoot her correctly.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh okay.
With the camera.
I mean,
come on in.
Kelly looks like she's been shot with a bow.
Okay, cool. Pageantry music starting now. Cherry from.
Oh, I saw Cherry's face next to it. Oh. And I lost it. She was looking dead at me. You know the paintings where the eyes move? As soon as I said Cherry, she goes, hey, young. Okay, oh, fuck.
Cunt. Cherry from way out west, New South Wales. My wife is 40 years old and a mother of 6 children. She likes sex, vodka and orange, and partying to the small hours when we can get out. Hoping you could include these in your great magazine, as we would like to see her in print. Also, the money would come in very handy.
Just a bit of real world desperation thrown in at the end there. God, she loves to fuck and drink, and that's why we don't have a whole great deal of cash.
And would love to get aircon for the warmer months.
Cherry's favourite bit of the picture is homegirls, so I can compare my figure. And a big hello to her top hubby, who told Boxy to fuck right off.
Box but is real.
Editor. Oh, okay, the editor, sorry. Great. Who told Boxy to fuck right off, but is really a champion bloke.
Great.
Okay. And then it.
You are going to fucking love this. I don't know if you've caught a glimpse, but I just have. It's awesome.
I think I've seen it, but I haven't associated it with Cherry yet. Oh, no CCs here. Spread them, girl. All right. So the most important part of this photo is that she is like leaning against a wall with her legs spread, and they've put an animated beaver in front of her.
IRL
I love that she's got a towel around her head to keep it dry.
Like, it's so funny.
This is awesome.
What's the pose? Talk about the pose.
So she's like got her hands behind her, leaning against the wall. She's standing up, and then like legs just like
akimbo.
And I don't.
Again, it's like she's jumped back to the wall.
Yeah, it looks like she's seen a ghost. She's had a bit of a fright and didn't have time to put some clothing on. Oh, sorry, here's a tangent. Mm-hmm. My dog got out last week.
Yeah.
And I had just gotten out of the shower. I was wearing a dressing gown. I had nothing on underneath. And he is a greyhound and he's very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to chase after him. I wasn't wearing shoes. And I reckon I ran, I want to say, not to be dramatic, 400 meters after this dog to a main road with like sopping wet hair, like holding on to this thing for dear life. And now let's get back to Cherry. I don't know how to end stories. Is that a problem?
No, that's fine.
It looks like that's what's happened to Cherry.
This is what it felt like. It's like I've never empathized with a woman more.
She looks like the husband's gone and got a camera and then a big fake spider. She's gotten out of the shower and she's gone, ah! And then she's realized, going, oh, you bastard. And then he snapped the picture.
Yeah, she's had a fright.
Or it's like when you're in a photo booth at a wedding or something and it starts counting down, 3, 2, and you can't decide a pose. So you just do a silly one.
She's probably just like her whole body is the momentum behind the Mons pubis.
There's a lot
there,
of movement to it, which I love that.
Fucking crazy.
Like she's in a competition to try to get her neck and her pussy as far away from each other as possible.
It's a very like active image, and I really love
the inspiration from my back. Get it away from my pussy and my crack.
You know what I do like about this is there's a lot of symmetry to it. Because like if you cut this down half, it's almost like she's in like you could flip it over and it's like one of those Rochdale tests. Is that what they're called?
Rorschach.
Rorschach. Yeah. I don't know where Rochdale came from. It's a Rorschach test. So what do you see when you look at it?
What do I see?
Yeah.
To me, it looks like an outback Australian landscape.
Okay,
and so there's two kangaroos in the foreground.
Yeah.
And in the background, there is a setting sun.
Yeah. Okay. So from a psychological perspective, that does mean you should neck yourself. What do you see, Jake?
From where I was, it was an upside down Y.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
That's cool.
That's great. So you're at a fork in your career.
Yeah.
You're at a fork in the road, mm-hmm. and now you have to pick which direction or leg you would like to take.
I am the beaver.
You are the beaver. And you were standing looking at... This is what Robert Frost was writing about. Two paths diverge in front of you. Sorry, no Frost fans in the house. All right. Thought this was a cultured podcast.
A bit of a cold reception for Frost.
Hey, come on, mate. Fuck. I respect nothing but the confidence, you know? Like, if nothing, sorry. Hmm. I love taking that photo and thinking... Yeah, this is the one.
That's it.
Beauty.
Yeah. Again, Cherry looks great. And good for her.
Now, so magazines, what, 93, 94?
Mm-hmm.
Would this have had to be sent in digitally or print?
Oh, print. Absolutely.
So, what are you going to?
Oh, so they had to get these developed and that's awesome.
Asking the guy at the chemist, which one of these do you like most?
Oh, can you imagine like them?
I like this one, miss. Sorry, wake up. In the middle. Are you pissed?
Oh, I love that.
Also, how much does it cost to get photos developed back then? Would have been like, what, $5?
With inflation? Sorry. Jake's taking a big breath in.
Yeah, perfect for a podcast.
I don't know how much it was. I know now it's like $15-ish to get a roll of film developed.
But I mean, it must have been so much cheaper then.
Yeah, it must have been much more common.
Because that's the only way to do it. All right, let's go number five. And then we've got to bang these other ones out.
Bang that. Yeah, right. Mm. All right,
Kathy. Stay away from those nice women.
Kathy, finally a bit of fucking Queensland in the mix.
Oh, yes. It'll be an outer suburb, won't it?
Jamboree Heights.
Fucking oath.
Nice.
It's never anywhere nice.
Kathy has a horrible confession to
make. No, Kathy, don't do it.
I go for the blues. I don't read the picture. My husband sees it at work. He wanted me to send in my photo. Kath is 27 years old.
Lie. Also, by the way, I see it at work. That's all. I have to read it at work. Right. I have to read it at work. It's part of. It's part of. I know.
I hate it. The other boys. You know what the boys are.
I did. I entered it as a joke.
Yeah, this is all a joke.
He wanted me to send him my photo. Kat is 27 years old with a 2-year-old Ruggie who likes doing crafty stuff like quilting and cross-stitching.
Mm. That's beautiful.
I don't go out much. We're very homey. And now homey also. Yeah. Anyway, so Kathy is number five. I'm going to have a little peek.
Oh, he's lost for words.
Show me. Show me number five. Yeah, right.
Oh, she's so normal. This is the most normal nude I've ever seen in my life. Like, of course she does crochet and cross-stitching.
But she's made herself a little thing.
Yeah, so she's just... It's just a nice lady. She's standing in the full nude and she's got, like, a scarf wrapped around her, I want to say, like, waist. Mm. But you can still see everything below that. God, there's not much to it, is there?
Nah.
At least there was some like movement and excitement in this one. Like,
it's not even a sexual pose.
No, it's like, it looks like a figure drawing, you know?
Yeah. This is the Rivers ad of nudity.
That is bang on. Yeah, I mean,
it's
she looks like a nice
lady.
I don't hate it,
I don't love it. It's there.
Could you imagine being so fucking boring that even in a podcast, unpacking your nude photo in 28 years after you took it, people go, oh, not even anything here to talk about.
Again, she looks beautiful. It's just like quite... doll as a photo. I love the background though. She's standing in front of what looks like a painting of a jaguar, maybe, but like it's
a
kind
magic
of
eye.
Can you not see the spots behind her legs?
Oh, great spot there.
Yeah,
oh,
thank you.
So
if we were to analyze that,
but this is the nerd that I would go, get the fuck out of the way of the jaguar.
Yeah,
there's a jag that looks great. Annoying me.
She looks like if you like passed her in the street and she was nude, you'd go, yeah, all right, of course, and like move on with your day.
Okay.
Quite plain.
Yeah. Again, not the woman, just the way the photo is taken.
The whole thing.
The composition. She looks beautiful.
Did I say the right word there?
No, and I'm gonna tweet this.
Okay, make that the thing you tweet.
Okay. You look. What was her name? Kathy. You look beautiful. We need more. Give us more. Serve, please.
All right. Our second last
Six.
One. This is for you.
Oh, it's for me. Okay. From Katoomba, New South Wales, we have Jill. And this is a quote. I last appeared as a homegirl in June 24, 1992 edition. A repeat. Now I am sending you these photos while I am 7 months pregnant. 21-year-old Jill... That's sorry. Okay. 21-year-old Jill is married to two other beaut nippers. Oh, with two other beaut nippers. Oh my God. I'm butchering this.
She's already had two.
She's into heavy metal Harleys and collecting stuff about tigers.
Let me introduce you to Kathy.
And she reads Picture for its interesting stories. Again, another quite wholesome woman. Repeat customer.
Third kid, 21. 21
is so young to have a third kid. And it's just her standing in the shower nude.
Being full of bub.
This is like a really beautiful photo. She's like, she's pregnant and she's in the nude and she looks like happy and confident. It's just like a really nice photo of this woman.
Yeah.
All I can comment on is she's really into stuff about tigers, which I would like to get into.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, she's got some kind of ombre in her hair. That's what I can spot.
Oh, in walks Cameron Duggan, the guest on the next episode.
Cam Duggan's here. Sorry, we're looking at pictures of naked ladies. If you can go away for a second. Thank you.
Lovely stuff. All right, and we've got our final.
So
this is the winner. But I found out the figure when I handed back the magazine to me. $125.
Oh.
So, not too bad, really.
And with inflation.
Yeah, that's upwards of $2 billion
now. It's a bit more, yeah.
It's like $2 billion.
That's crazy.
That'd be so rich. so here it has the final one. This is the $500 girl of the week. $500.
Oh, even then, sorry.
As Leanne from Manly in New South Wales. She says, hi, I'm a 21-year-old New Zealander. Disqualified immediately.
Oh, God.
Was that me ringing? Oh, please go away. Fucking hell. It says, hi, I'm a 21-year-old New Zealander who was trying to travel around Oz until someone stole everything from my hotel room.
Oh, fucking hell. Including all my clothes. I'm stranded on the beach. Please send money and a life raft.
So you can see that I need the money desperately to get home. No, I am not on the dole. That's the second time that's come up. Remember when people, there was like a period in the 90s where if you were on the dole, fuck you,
that's
buddy.
So
do you not remember that time? Everyone's just like, fucking dole, you get on the dole, you need social assistance, you fucking loser.
I remember that was a big thing pushed into me by dad. You don't want to be on the dole, mate.
Yeah, it's
you don't want to be on the dole.
Very dated thing. So I'm not on the dole. My interests are meeting people, drinking, partying, drinking. Jenkins twice. horse riding, skiing, drinking. Oh, yes, she's doing it as a funny thing. And many more things which you shouldn't print. Yes, we would, Leanne. But you wouldn't tell us, would you? No, my mother will see the pics, she said. I don't know. Well, what could she be doing?
Wait, does that mean her mother's going to be looking at these photos?
Well, maybe she's worried. What if the mother sees the things that she likes?
My mum fucking loves titty mags, mate. My mum loves them.
Gotta make her proud. Gotta get in them.
And when drinking, Leanne chooses wine or vodka and orange. So there's the original photo that they've submitted, and then they've gone, "Hey, we like it so much. Come on in and let's
do a photo shoot.
Let's do a photo shoot." She's doing a very cheeky.
So should
very
we explain the first photo she sent in?
The little one,
the original.
Can I say I think the original is more stunning than the professional image?
Big call. That's a big call for that photographer.
That's a fucking top notch photo.
Yeah.
You'd be thrilled with that.
She's a very attractive lady.
Wow, that is better. Okay, so the first photo is like this beautiful bedroom shot. She's backlit. She's kneeling on a bed, but it's like the lighting is like, it's kind of like golden. It looks really lovely. You're right. This is a beautiful photo.
The big one is just like on a beach, full daylight. She's got a tongue out and it's like.
It's doing a very Gen Z face, isn't it? Heh.
What, tongue out?
That's a little Cardi B though.
And she was inspired by said woman. She's got she's in front of water. I want to say the beach. Dare I?
Seems to be H2O.
Just over there in front of the water. Thanks, Dals.
And she's got like a shirt kind of dangling off her arms. It just doesn't. There's something really like romantic and Renaissance about that first image, and this second one is like. No fault of her own. It just seems quite lazily taken.
Mm.
I would like to have it out with the photographer.
Why don't you flip it over? There's more of her. No, no, no. Hold on.
Wait.
It's become disconnected. It's been quite weathered.
So she's done a beach photo shoot is what she's done.
Mm-hmm.
So these photos are... she looks like she's on the docks, not the beach.
As long as she's on the doll. Fucking...
So she's leaning against a rock in one. She's got some kind of leopard print belt in another. She's giving a lot of range. Okay, so they've shot this at like, I'm going to say 2 p.m. when the sun is at its harshest, which is unideal.
Yeah.
You want to diffuse that lighting.
Yeah.
You don't want that harsh. That's what is so beautiful about that first photo. The lighting's diffused. It's like
5 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, it lights her body beautifully. These ones, the shadows are really harsh. They're trying to... I bet she was sunburnt after this. There's no remnants of SPF on her face. Very upsetting. These are beautiful photos of her. I just think the one she sent in, she did a better job in. just proving that women can have it all.
It's brilliant. Yeah. I mean, she's a gorgeous woman. Fantastic. She deserves the money.
Well, Emma, thank you for helping us navigate the one of the more trickier articles.
Well, because there's women in it.
That's correct. And we're prone to saying something bad.
Yeah, you did very well. You were very restrained. Thank I could you. See like the vein popping in your forehead.
Yeah,
the entire
no good.
Forehead.
Kev Duggan's enjoyed that from about 10 metres away. Yeah, Jay Scott Vaney Cock, mate. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just Kev Duggan over here. Well, yeah. Oh, wow. Sorry, I just flicked over to that. Look at that funny salt face on that.
Grab your tools, readers.
Anyway, that was fun. And a well-deserved winner, $500.
And I get to keep this now, yes?
We're actually done with this magazine. You can keep it if you
oh,
like.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, you sure you don't want to keep it? Damn it, we always had it. Boys, the operation's up.
Well, you're more than welcome to cut out that beautiful original photo that she's taken. And
oh, yeah. Leanne's original photo I will be keeping.
Yeah,
yes.
All yours, mate.
Thank you.
Well, Emma, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people find you?
do I want them to find me after this?
No, just give us someone else's handle.
I'm online and it's at Frankie McNair. No, I'm just Emma Holland. If you Google, I'm sure something will pop up.
Google, popular website.
Yeah, people love it.
Mm. Yeah, I've got it on my computer. I'm thinking about getting my phone.
Oh. Great. Yeah. Good on you. Well, Emma, thank you so much for coming on. Jake, Good Chat Comedy Festival is rounding down to a close. Yes. Well done.
Thanks, buddy.
Might I say. Today you've done fantastically well.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Big undergoing.
Thank you for both being part of it.
No worries.
Have you done your show yet, Emma?
I'm all finished, yeah.
How was it?
It was good. I did a little work in progress. It went fine.
Great. Fantastic stuff.
It was lovely. It will be released today. This will be released on the final day. So to everyone who came along, thank you very much. We have, I'm just halfway through doing the settlements at the moment. Wowee, the number of tickets are sold. So it's so good. It'll be fucking
awesome.
Crazy.
Dude. Well
crazy
done.
Crazy to happen in Brisbane.
And that's why we all do it for the money, you know?
Yeah.
I absolutely do it for the money. Yeah. There is no other reason for me to do this. And what do you have to promote there, Peter? If something, every Monday night in Cairns.
Yeah, every Monday night in Cairns, Laughing Art Comedy. But I'm thinking the last day of the festival, we'll be backing on to Brand Spankin'.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So if you are in Brisbane, Monday the 26th, I believe, Brand Spankin', brand new material from some of the finest comics from around the place. Half the lineup, actually, over half the lineup is interstate.
Oh,
cool. So that's pretty exciting.
How about that?
So if you're around, come along, send us a message if you're strapped for cash. We'd love to have you in. And come and have a laugh, hey? That's what it's all about.
That's what it's about, fellas.
And making money as well.
And making money.
And titties.
Becoming a star. And titties. But thanks for coming on, Emma. We'll be back next week with, I guess, probably Cam Duggan.
Yeah. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.